So let's review. In the previous daf, we mentioned that according to Rav Nachman, somebody who inherits a house on Shabbos can be mevatel rishus. The Gemara presented two brises that each seemed to contradict Rav Nachman and answered each. The Gemara now presents a third brise that also seems to contradict Rav Nachman. Yisrael v'ger shruin b'megur achas. If a Jew and a convert live in the same granary or two-family house with a shared chatzar, and they made an eruv, if the ger dies, the eruv is nullified. Therefore, it depends. If the ger died before Shabbos, whether or not anybody else claimed his house, which became hefker upon his death, before Shabbos, the chatzar is usher to carry in because at the onset of Shabbos, the chatzar is still considered to be shared by two residents. One, the surviving Yisrael. Two, the potential new owner who will acquire the ger's property. If the ger died after Shabbos started, whether or not anybody else claimed his house, the chatzar is mutter, Rashi explains. Hayal b'hutel mikzah Shabbos. At the beginning of Shabbos, since the ger was alive, the heir was valid. Even though that heir is now nullified, and the original Yisrael is now sharing the chatzar with the new owner, with whom he has no eruv, the chatzar remains mutter for the rest of Shabbos. From the fact that the Braisa says that when he dies before Shabbos, the chatzar is aser, it seems that the person who acquired the ger's house cannot do bitl rishus. The Gemara gives two answers. First, my oiser diktani ache vatal. The Gemara answers that the Braisa only meant that the chatzar is aser until the new owner is mevatel rishus. But once he is mevatel rishus, it is indeed mutter. Second, Rabbi Yechanan Amar masniyasa mani b'shamahi, the Amri ein bitl rishus b'shabbos. Rabbi Yechanan answers that this brisa and the last brisa we mentioned in the previous daf hold like b'shamai, that one cannot do bitl rishus on Shabbos, where Rav Nachman follows Beis Hillel who do allow bitl rishus on Shabbos. The Gemara explains that b'shamai and Beis Hillel argue about how bitl rishus works. B'shamai hold mikne rishusahi. It is considered a kinyan, where the rights are transferred to the neighbors and kinyanim are asur on Shabbos. According to Beis Hillel, it is istiluke rishus ba'alma, simply abandoning but not transferring the rights, which is mutter to do on Shabbos. Zok the Mishnah. Balabai shahu yishutav lishchenav. If neighbors and the mother are already partners in owning food together, lezeh b'yayin ulezeh b'yayin einan tzrichin la'arav. If one person has a partnership in wine with each neighbor, he does not have to make a separate shiduf from advice. Lezeh b'yayin ulezeh b'shemen. If, however, he was a partner with one in wine and with the other in oil, there's a machlekes. The Tanakama holds that they have to make a separate shituf mevayis, while Reb Shimon holds they do not have to make a shituf mevayis. The Gemara elaborates, Amar Rav, ubekli echad. When the partnerships are all in wine, and all the wine are in one kli, then we do not require a separate shituf. But if the wine were in two separate kelim, then they would be required to make a separate eruv. Amar Rav, adekinami. Rava says that this is precisely the difference between the two cases in the Mishnah. When one of the partnerships was with oil, he obviously cannot have kept everything in a single kli. Amalei Abaye. Abaye, however, suggests that the wine may even be in separate kelim, and it is still different than the case of oil and wine, because yain v'yain ro'u la'arv. Since wine with wine have the potential to be mixed into one kli, we can consider it as if it is combined, whereas yain v'shemen ain ro'u la'arv. They don't even have the potential to be kept in the same kli, and therefore they need to make a separate eruv. The Gemara continues. We learned in the Mishnah, Reb Shimon Omer echad zeh ve'echad zeh ein tzrichin la'arv. The Gemara presents two explanations for why Reb Shimon would hold that when one partnership was with oil and the other was with wine, there is still no need for a further shituf or another eruv. Amar Rabba, hachamai iskinan b'chatzer shebein shnei mevayis. Since our Mishnah mentions using wine rather than bread to create an eruv, the Mishnah must be discussing a case of a chatzar that borders on two separate mevayis, where the owner of the chatzar has separate partnerships in wine with each mavi. These partnerships in effect created two separate shetuvah mevayis between his chatzar and the two mevayis, thus allowing them to carry between his chatzar and each mavi, but not between the two mevayis. Certainly, if the members of the two mevayis wanted to carry from one to the other, they would indeed need to make a new shetuvah mevayis. For Rabbi Yosef Amar, Rabbi Yosef has a completely different take on our Mishnah, and says that Reb Shimon v'Rabbanan beplukta de Reb Yechon Benuri v'Rabbanan kamifakli. Reb Shimon holds like Reb Yechon Benuri that wine and oil put into a single kli, the Braisa says, Shemet shetzafa gabi yayin. If oil of truma is floating on wine, and a tummy person touches the oil, Reb Yechon Benuri holds that Shneim chiburin zelazeh. Even though they do not mix, they are considered one entity, and both the oil and the wine are tummy. So too says Reb Shimon. When put into a single kli, the oil and the wine can serve as a shituv between the different properties. The Rabbanan, on the other hand, view them as separate entities, and therefore only the oil becomes tummy and not the wine. And they also cannot serve as a shituf for different properties. The Gemara then goes on to quote a Tana who disagrees with both Tanabim of our Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar ben Tadoi Omer, Echad Zeh ve'Echad Zeh Tzrichin La'arav. Even when the person has partnerships with both neighbors in wine, they still require separate shituvim of oil. The Gemara offers two explanations for Rabbi Elazar ben Tadoi. Amar Rabba, Zeh ba'balagim v'shafach, v'zeh ba'balagim v'shafach. Rabbi explains that if each one of them poured their wine into one barrel, then even Rabbi Elazar ben Tadoi would agree that it would be a valid shituv. He disagrees only where shalakhu chavishal yayin b'shutfis. They pooled their money and jointly bought a barrel of wine. Rabbi Elazar ben Tadoi says ein breira, which in this context means since they did not each contribute wine, but had joined together before any wine was bought, each one's portion of wine was never determined. Therefore, it is not a valid shituv. The Rabbanan hold, yesh breira. After they bought the wine, each one's portion is retroactively determined and therefore is a valid shituv. Rabbi Yosef explains that Rabbi Elazar ben Tadoi holds that ein simchin al shituv b'mokim erev. The shetufim avoyis is valid to allow everybody to carry in the mavoy, but would still not allow anybody to carry from one chatzah to the next within the same mavoy, unless there is an erev joining the two chatzeres. Rav Yosef proves that this must be the explanation of Rabbi Elazar ben Tadoi, since Rav who paskins like Rabbi Elazar ben Tadoi also paskin like Rabbi Meir who holds ein simchin al shituv b'mokim erev. Now, since normally we would not paskin like a das yochad against Rabbanan, especially not to be strict in Hilchas Erevin, therefore we must say that the reason Rav paskins like both is because they both hold the same thing. Even though the reasoning behind both Rav Meir and Rav Elazar ben Tadoi is basically the same, it was necessary for Rav to paskin separately in each case to teach the loy avdin ketrei chumri be'erevin, that we do not accept a double chumra from the same tana in Hilchas Erevin, and that only after paskin like Rav Elazar ben Tadoi that a shituv of wine cannot be used for an Erev, was it possible to pass on the Grand Mayor that a shituv of bread cannot also serve as an Erev? The Gemara goes on to ask, Meir 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 Rabban, what were the original statements of Meir and Rabban? The Gemara answered, the Tanya, we learned in the Braisa that a Ruvi Chatzeres must be made with bread but not wine, whereas a shituv of Mavoyes can be made with either wine or bread. Rashi explains, Erev Mishum Dira, the Erev merges all the houses in the Chatzer into one Rishus, one residence. Only bread, not wine, establishes one's residence. Shetuv Mevois merges all the chatzeres, which are not residences, into one rishus, which can be done even by jointly owned wine, and of course with bread. The Braisa then continues. Ma'arvim b'chatzeres u'mishtatvim b'movei, divrei Rameir. Rameir holds that an erev must be made to allow carrying between the chatzeres, and then an additional shetuv Mevois must be made to allow them to carry in the movei. One cannot cover for the other. Even the Shetuv Mevois already merges all the Chatzeres, we must make a Ruv Chatzeres to carry between the Chatzeres. Shaloi l'shakeach teres erev min hatinoikis, so that the children will not forget the need for a Ruv Chatzeres. The Rabban, however, hold, oi ma'arvin, oi mishtatvin, that either one works for both. Rashi points out, the Rameir only says that Shetuv Mevois cannot also serve as the Eruv Chatzeres, where they have no other Eruv. But if they have separate Eruv Chatzeres for each individual Chatzer, the Shetuv and Mevois can also serve as the Aruba Chatzeres to merge all the Chatzeres.